A Cheerleader Scorned, Part 1, Betrayal. One more thing before everyone goes home. The words rang out to every corner of the gym. Amy wasn't tall, but her presence filled the room. She was fit and compact, with tight curves, short hair, and a bubbly personality. Any observer would put her down as the obvious leader, the girl with the body of a gymnast and the voice of a cheer captain. Heather and I would like to announce our third squad captain. Jordan's heart rose. She was tall where Amy was short, slender where her best friend and captain was powerful. Not quite as loud, but just as enthusiastic. She swept back her bangs, shaking out her long, light brown hair. She had to look good for the announcement. Not that she ever didn't. Even if Amy had the technical skill, the strength, and the voice, Jordan did have her squarely beaten in the looks department. If Amy was best described as cute, Jordan was nothing less than sexy. And popular, of course. And rich. All things considered, if she wasn't a shoo-in for the third position, she didn't know who was.
Ready? Amy asked, looking to her co-captain who nodded.
Congratulations.
Kaylee!
They shouted in unison, throwing their arms into the air. A cheer went up, and the girl in question bounced to the front of the group, squealing with joy.
Whoopee!
Jordan spat, forcing her mouth in a smile as tears forced their way out of the corners of her eyes. She turned, slipping quickly and quietly out the gym doors, staggering over to lean against the outside of the building. She tried to stem the tide of emotion, attempted to calm herself, but the tears flowed freely. The thought of the other girls coming out and seeing her in such a state only made things worse. A flash of anger stabbed through her. Amy. It was all Amy's fault. If she hadn't decided to betray her.
Jordan?
Speak of the devil.
Oh, Jordan, I'm so sorry.
Jordan whipped her head around to stare down at Amy.
Really? That's all? That's all you have to say about picking that stupid bitch over me?
Jordan, please! We both had to agree and...
And so you agreed on Kaylee.
I did everything I could, I promise. Please, just come hang with me today. I don't have anywhere else to be today. We can just chill if you want. I just don't want you to be upset.
Jordan filled her lungs to spit some half-formed obscenity in return, but a quickly reforming thought arrested her halfway through. She felt the corners of her mouth twitch with a suppressed smile.
Oh, all right.
Hooray! I have to finish talking with the captains real quick, but then we can go. 10 minutes tops, I promise!
Don't worry, I have to sort a couple things out anyway.
Deal!
Amy stood on tiptoes, squeezing Jordan in a quick hug before running off in a hurry. Once Amy had gone, disappearing around the corner in a flash of white and blue, Jordan bent down to the bag she left behind. With a cursory glance to make sure the area was clear, she slipped the water bottle quickly out and carried it to her car. Diving into the interior, she rummaged through her glove box until the crinkle of foil met her ears. A battered foil sheet of sleeping pills, useful for when she was away, and felt a particularly bad bout of her usual insomnia coming on. She popped a couple out and dropped it in Amy's water bottle, which she shook, crossing her fingers that 10 minutes tops would be long enough for them to fully dissolve. With that done, she stood up, straightened her skirt, and went back to wait for Amy. True to her word, it was only minutes later that she came jogging out.
Ready to go?
Ready as you are.
Oh, and you dropped your water bottle.
Thanks,
Amy said, catching Jordan's toss and draining the remainder in a couple swigs before making a face.
Gee, this plastic makes everything taste terrible. You'd think after all we spent on these uniforms and stuff, we could at least afford to get bottles that didn't taste like a chemistry lab faucet.
Jordan simply smiled in response. They walked through the door, slipping their shoes off and stowing them in the corner. Amy yawned audibly and shook her head against the sudden sleepiness creeping over her.
Ugh, I'm sorry. I guess I just put a lot into practice today.
Nah, it's been a long day. Let's just relax for a bit. Race you upstairs.
They laughed as they dashed up the stairs and fought to squeeze around each other through the door of Amy's room, dumping their bags at the entrance. Amy leaped first, soaring over the carpet and bouncing briefly on the soft covers before lying back and stretching out like a cat, still in uniform, brilliant white with silver-trimmed navy blue accents. Jordan let her bag down more softly, turning her gaze momentarily to the tall, shiny tank of helium dominating one corner. A floating bundle of bright round balloons in the color of the uniforms tied down to it, and a detritus of ribbon and scissors and half-empty packets lying about its base. The moment passed, and she jumped just as energetically, nearly launching Amy over the side on impact. They shared a laugh, then both lay back, staring at the ceiling.
Jordan?
Amy ventured softly.
Yeah?
Can you forgive me? Sorry if you don't want to talk right now. It's just...
It's fine, really.
Jordan stretched out her hand, slipped it under Amy's back, and rubbed her shoulder. Amy rolled inwards to face Jordan, who wrapped her other arm around her and pulled her into a tight hug. Amy let out a soft sigh and returned the favor, throwing one arm around Jordan's waist and settling in against her.
There's another thing, though,
Amy whispered apprehensively, burying her head in Jordan's shoulder.
When Heather didn't take my first suggestion, I brought up Kaylee's name. I'm so sorry.
Heat bubbled red hot in Jordan's temples.
It's okay,
she said curtly, dropping her voice to a matching whisper to hide the quaver in it.
I'll deal with it.
Amy relaxed, giving Jordan's waist another squeeze, drawing tight against her as her legs slid silky smooth over each other.
I knew you could, she said as her eyelids drew together.
Jordan loosened her grip and ran her hand up and down Amy's back in smooth strokes, massaging Amy's spine through the smooth fabric of her uniform as she drifted slowly out of consciousness. The gentle rocking of her body slowed and then abated, her breathing falling to a slow, easy rhythm.
Amy, Jordan said softly after a short while.
Amy? She called more loudly.
Amy!
The sleeping cheer captain lay still in response. Jordan licked her lips, breaking into a little grin. She pushed herself carefully out of Amy's embrace, letting her roll back into a face-up position, then stood up and shook the dizziness from behind her eyes. With a cautious glance back to ensure Amy's peaceful slumber, she knelt over her bag, unzipping it and considering its contents. A couple seconds later, she straightened up, hefting a roll of tape and couple wound-up ace bandages in her hand. Perfect. She walked silently back to the bedside, unwinding the bandages and cutting each roughly in half with a pair of scissors snatched up from the mess at the base of the helium tank. Leaning in, she reached out, grasped one of Amy's arms, and tugged it slowly outward until she could loop one section of bandage around the nearest bedpost and tie it securely around her wrist. Amy didn't steer. Jordan's tempered smile blossomed into a grin as she walked around the bed and repeated the process, then turned her attention to Amy's legs, tugging them out and fastening the remaining half bandages around the sleeping girl's ankles. Each loop she knotted sent a growing thrill of excitement through her. The setup was complete. Any missteps averted. It was smooth sailing from there until the finale. Heart racing with excitement, she wheeled the helium tank over to the foot of the bed and clambered softly onto the covers, rubber hose in hand. She leaned in and nuzzled Amy's cheek, taking in the gentle draft of her victim's breathing on her skin. An experimental kiss and Amy squirmed beneath her, staring but not waking.
Amy!
She called.
Amy, wake up!
Louder this time.
Captain Amy!
She ran her fingers up and down Amy's side, tickling her ribs. Amy shook gently, giggling in her sleep, then awoke to the sound of her own laughter. She blinked lazily a few times, fighting to clear her head of sleep, moving to stretch but finding with shock that banished all tiredness from her mind that she was already sprawled in a giant X, stretched so tightly she had barely an inch to give. Gazing up at Jordan, who was now sitting fully erect, she could see a wicked smile and the nozzle of a hose aimed directly at her face.
Jordan, what?
Shh, I thought we'd have a little fun together. You know how much helium there is packed in here. She jerked her thumb back at the cylinder, looming behind her like a mountain in the distance.
How tightly it all squeezed outwards. Don't you just want to drink it all in? Let it pump you up like a tight little spandex balloon? Fill you up from your nose down to your cute little toes until you want to burst. She giggled.
Tracing the nozzle in a slow, winding path up Amy's stomach.
Cause I do. I'm sure you can handle it, Captain.
Amy had no response but to shake her head weakly, holding her mouth tightly shut as the nozzle played over her lips.
Aw, I thought you were my friend. You don't want to take away my fun, do you? Open up!
Jordan ran her hands up and down Amy's sides, producing peals of laughter.
Oh, wait, don't...
Jordan plunged the hose into Amy's mouth, following it up with several lengths of tape to bind her lips securely together. She rolled off the bed and stood behind the tank, gripping the valve tightly.
Very good. Now, are you ready for it?
I know, I'm just bursting with excitement.
3, 2,
the hose jumped as a jet of compressed helium traveled along its length, shooting into Amy's mouth. She tried to contain it, cheeks growing rapidly rounder and redder, flushing with combined exertion and embarrassment. Within moments, however, that battle was lost. The ramping pressure forced its way through, trickling down her throat in a stream that quickly became a torrent. The cuffs dug into Amy's ankles as she tried to kick out in protest, toes curling and body vibrating as the gas gushed into her. A deep, low whoosh sounded as the jet echoed inside her, reverberating as it pushed out more and more powerfully. Her chest rose as she were taking one deep, interrupted breath, and her stomach followed suit. She tugged helplessly at her bonds, cheeks burning brilliant red in her helplessness and humiliation, but produced only the tightening of knots and a mocking smile from Jordan, who started giggling, clapping her hands and falling into a familiar rhythm.
1, 2, 3, 4, pump up Amy more and more! 5, 6, 7, 8, just how big can she inflate?
She'd never been more embarrassed in her life. As if being inflated like a life raft against her wasn't bell enough? Jordan was clearly taking some obscene pleasure in her every discomfort. All pretensions of fighting her expansion were gone now, as pressure began permeating every part of her body, pushing torturously outwards from her chest into her arms and legs. She was just a balloon on a nozzle now, and Jordan was in full control.
Fill up, Amy! Never stop! Pump her up until she pops!
A feeling of dread crept into her stomach. Surely Jordan was just teasing her, milking the situation for all it was worth, doing and saying everything she could to increase her humiliation. But it was impossible to ignore the endless rush of helium pouring into her, the growing tightness of her body, the impromptu cords tying her so helplessly to her bed. There was only one logical conclusion if things kept up, and Jordan didn't seem intent on stopping anytime soon.
Captain Amy's filling fast. How much longer can she last?
Her stomach rose before her, tight and white and round. Every inch of her body was pushing outwards now, from her forehead down to her toes. She felt like she'd eaten a Thanksgiving dinner by herself and topped it off with another for good measure, and the hose in her mouth was force-feeding her more and more and more. A soft snapping noise reached her ears over the blaring hiss of compressed gas, and then another.
Watch her pressure rising steady till she bursts into confetti!
Her uniform was unbearably tight now, stretched to the limit to contain her burgeoning frame. The sound of snapping threads grew into a chorus as her expansion began to slow, but her internal pressure shot through the roof. Her breasts were brown painfully tight, skirt tense over swollen thighs, belly taut as a trampoline. She began to tremble, tears running down her cheeks. A faint stretching noise began to sound.
Amy needs her own zip code! Any more and she'll explode!
Jordan would be proven right any second now. The groaning of strained spandex grew louder, breaking threads bleeding together to sound like one long rip.
Crack!
Her uniform exploded off of her, tearing up to her sleeves. shreds of spandex falling around her like snow as her stomach surged upward. Another stretching, tearing noise filled in the air and... crack! Her skirt gave away. She was totally exposed now, clothed only in her bra and panties, the tattered remains of her sleeves, the socks on her wriggling feet. Jordan giggled, tracing one finger over Amy's chest, down her swollen stomach, onto the valve of the tank. She twisted it, cutting off the flow with a soft hiss and smiling down at Amy. I think you learned your lesson now, don't you? Relief flooded through Amy. Jordan's revenge had been more than disproportionate. Her expensive uniform was in tatters. Her once slender body pumped up tight and round as the balloons that floated in a bunch above the helium cylinder, an undeniable lightness to her newfound bulk, making her imagine the entire buoyant bundle stuffed inside her. She didn't know how long it would be until someone found her, or what would happen when they did, but the only thing that mattered was that things wouldn't escalate even further. That she didn't have to find out what happened when Jordan took it all the way, pushed farther and farther until something had to give. She nodded frantically in response. Ah, that's what I thought. Jordan's smile waxed warm for a second before melting into a theatrical frown. Then again, I don't know if I can trust you anymore. Are you sure you don't need a bit of extra filling in? Be honest. Amy shook her head desperately as relief turned to uneasiness. She didn't need to play another of Jordan's games. She tried to say as much, but the only thing that came out was a high-pitched, muffled... Jordan stifled a laugh. What was that, Amy? I couldn't hear you. I know things are a little... tight for you right now, Jordan said, drumming her fingers on the taut skin of Amy's stomach. We'll make this simple. Means yes, and no means no. Jordan's smile turned wicked. Oh, you do want more then? She sighed wistfully. Well, if you insist. She opened the valve of the tank, releasing a new rush of pressure that shot into Amy's bulging cheeks. Amy tried to scream, but the torrent crammed it right back down her throat. Jordan leaned in and planted a kiss on her victim's swollen cheek. Oh, what a nice present, she said, straightening up. You know how much I love fireworks. She backed away from the bed, eyeing her quickly inflating victim hungrily. A grin cracked across her face, and she began to bounce on her feet. Fill her up from head to toe. How much bigger can she grow? Amy's stomach rose uninhibited, free from the restraints of her uniform. Her thighs ballooned, breast pushing outward and upward, giant ribs coursing up the remains of her sleeves as her arms swelled like sausages. Massive as she was, she felt nearly weightless, her rounded belly tugging gently upward from the forced injection of buoyant gas. Amy was so small at first, now she's looking fit to burst! Completely helpless, she could only watch in horror as the hose in her mouth pumped her up bigger and bigger, tighter and tighter, lighter and lighter. She was so full, so spectacularly full, creaking faintly like an overstuffed balloon as she trembled with the effort of holding herself together. She was still growing larger by the second, but now she was fighting for every inch. Her maternal pressure skyrocketed. Her rate of expansion began to slow again. A loud groan sounded, and a jolt of dreadful realization spiked through her. Her uniform had slowed its expansion too, creaking and snapping and growing even tighter. Just before... Amy's running out of room! She's about to go kaboom! Tears filled Amy's eyes as she marshaled all her strength, trying to stop the inedible. She wasn't going to let herself burst, to let herself go in such a spectacularly humiliating way, to give Jordan her sick satisfaction. But the hose in her mouth had other ideas. She grunted with effort, shivering as a thrill of tightness rippled through her. It rebounded, abated, returned with a vengeance. No, she thought, desperately. Please. But there was nothing she could do. From her sweating forehead to her curling toes, 1,000 pounds of pressure forced every inch of her body outwards. Her skin stretched tight as a drum, singing with a strain as she drank in helium by the cubic yard. Her body lifted off the mattress, hovering an inch or two above the covers, moored down like a Macy's parade balloon. She quivered like a leaf, body trembling, wrists and ankles straining against their bonds as she screamed a muffled and lost control entirely, ballooning suddenly outward as Jordan cheered her on and exploding with an earth-shaking roar.